I'm going to be turning up much here after Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
What? Oof, what?
I think I'm going to be turning up much here after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We've barely started cooking.
Why you have to shech the chickens?
We haven't started.
You should come to the Dvar Halacha. Yeah, you don't have to clean much. You guys missed the Dvar Halacha. Listen online. You don't have to clean much. Okay, we're learning now Chavis Halvavis. And... Oh, right. Gowns, the color schemes.
Yeah.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Good.
It sounds like it's for free. Like it's
oh, well, when is your chasana?
29th.
Of?
March.
April.
March?
That's like before Pesach.
Yeah.
It's like 3 days from now.
Oh my goodness, where is it again?
Oh.
I'm not getting to see the Kedusha. I'm not coming.
Okay.
Let's go. I don't want nothing. I don't want anything. Give people that enjoy getting. That's what I always say. Let's learn Chavis Halvavis. We're learning Ha'ifan Achi. This is really, I don't know what happened here. It's my fault also. So the Ofan Achi, which is on page Resh Mem Hei, starting with the third line, is, let me see if I can encapsulate it in one sentence, to realize, to do things in the best possible way. Whether it's, because he categorizes, whether it's things that are more, that are heavier in terms of its ma'aseh more than machshava, or things that are machshava more than ma'aseh, or a combination of the both, do it correctly, do it the right way, do it in the best possible way that you can do it, to each its own. And now he talks about it, and what's, so we're in the around the middle of this column, where the last word on the line is for who. This is where he says, he makes the three categories. We're going to go even further than that, and we're going to start from four lines from the bottom of the page, Resh Mem Hei. V'chasher osei ka'odem ba'achos mechovos halavavos asher kvar hizkarnu mineyem bakdomas ha'sefer hazeh. When you're actively pursuing or thinking about, let's say, Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem, which people in general don't do, I would venture to say, but you're really supposed to. I mean, as a mitzvah to me, it doesn't have to mean that you have to walk around thinking about it a whole day. It just has to mean that that's part of your life's attitude. It's part of your attitude towards life, is that there's a Hashem in the world that loves you and cares about you, etc., etc. But every once in a while, at least, and it's called the mitzvah tamidius. But here he's talking about actively thinking about it. So when you think about things, so you have to do it the right way. Harayu chayav, we're on the last two lines now on page Resh Mem Hei. Harayu chayav lerokein machshavto mikol machshvel sa'olam. You know, you got to empty your mind out from thinking about other things. You have to focus and concentrate on what you're thinking about. And you have to empty your mind, so to speak, mikol machshavos ha'olam, b'tirdosav, and all the things that you have in mind, all the million and one things you have to do. And you're busy, and you have to take care of this. It's true, you know, but you got to put it aside. Maybe it helps to write it down. Maybe it helps to have a... or whatever, like you write it down, or at least a piece of paper like I have. So you write it down, you know, like it's off your head. He's talking whenever you're osuk in the machshava. He's going to talk about davening soon. Now he's talking about pure machshava. What? Yes, I told you like a few. Let's say I gave an example that even though Avos Hashem is a mitzvah tamidius, but that doesn't mean you have to think. I'm sure it does not mean that you have to consciously think about Avos Hashem every minute. What I think it means is that you have to develop that emotion, that attitude, and then that attitude governs or colors everything you do. Just like you don't think about being married every second, I assume, I hope, I would assume. But yet, you're always aware of the fact that you're married, and that governs your whole day. So that's the mitzvahs to me. I think papashtus means that. So I mean, you think about these six things every second, you wouldn't get very far in life, first of all, even if you could. Anyway, but then, having said that, but then, you know, when it's nogeya to access that emotion and to think about it actively, so you should, whether things that are not so gishmak happen to you. You have to remind yourself that you're not bitter at Hashem, you're not angry at Hashem, but you love Hashem and Hashem loves you. So you access that emotion, think about it. So there's going to be times when you're going to actively be involved in Cholos HaLevavos. Yeah? So he says, when you do that, you have to empty your mind from other things. It can't be, I love Hashem and I got to get to the bank before 2 o'clock. You got to empty your mind because you have to think about it. You have to really feel it. You have to, so that's, if you're not focused, this is what I talked about Shabbos, if you're multitasking at the same time, you're not going to be focused on any one thing. And part of the Cholos HaLevavos is like doing it the right way, like having an Esrog Mehudar, you know, having good tefillin, is there's nothing else on your mind but this. Your mind is filled with this. That's, you're not spread out, which would lead to being unfocused and not really concentrating. And not really maybe plumbing the depths of whatever it is you're thinking about. So chayav l'rokein machshavto mikol machshavo sa'olam v'tirdosov and all the things that are on your mind. L'tahar libo u'matzpuno ba'osa sho'o l'Hashem. And at that moment, you have thoughts only for Hashem. Like if a person, havdil, love, or even if he's worried about something, right? So he can't think about anything else, right? He's thinking about the mortgage payment, he's thinking about they're going to take the house away, you know, that's what he was thinking about. And that consumes him. So when you're doing Chavis HaLovis, that has to consume you. The Yarchik Milibu called Dagos HaOlam, if you have whatever it is, you have a child in Shidduchim, or your parnosa is not going the way you would like it to go, or you have other children you have issues with, you have to be marchekit milibo, v'yayached also, ochi alo inyan alse, no, v'yayached also, v'machsheves hamaise l'shem yisale, v'also ho'es, k'mo sh'omru alachat aprushim, sh'yom b'tfiloso l'fnei Hashem, when he would daven, I guess, utter an extra tefillah, Elokai machshavti b'chosilko mimeni ha-machshavos. Thinking about you is actually masale, gets rid of the other machshavos that I have. The dagosi b'cho, my worry, my concern, b'cho, which means am I finding favor in the eyes of Hashem? What does Hashem think of me? Which a person should at least theoretically, be concerned about. Sholalom minafshi hadaigos. I'm not going to be concerned about making it to the bank on time if I'm concerned if Hashem likes me, if I find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Ubekach, and if he does so, yikabel Hashem ma'aso v'yiratzehu. V'chayetzu v'elu yiskayim ha'shomer ha'rishoyin and mitzvah tzvichas kavana. This is a very difficult part of the Chavis HaLevavos. Before, he almost, like, if you take what he said before, which we learned, who knows, the last time we learned, and I remember the Chavis HaLevavos was like a Gaonim, before the Rishonim. He's on the pretty much a dividing line between Gaonim and Rishonim. He seems to say that the mitzvahs that are more physically oriented, on that, the Gemara says, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. And he says, the only kavana you have to have is when you start doing it. You have to say you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. That's what he calls mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. That when you start doing it, you think, okay, I'm doing it l'shem shemayim, I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to. But then you don't have to always have, like, sublime thoughts. You're involved in the physical. And now he's saying, but if you're involved in the mental, and the Chavis HaLevavos, on that Chazal said, mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Now, it's not clear what he means, because It's not clear. No one learns like that. Mr. Sikhas Kavana, Rain Sikhas Kavana is a machlokas in the Gemara, or a shayla in the Gemara. And it's talking about the Kavana of being Mishchavan and doing it L'Shem Shemayim. He obviously is learning some other mahalach in Mitzvah Sichas Kavano, and he Kemat says it's not even a machlokas, or maybe he's just explaining what each one holds. And I don't know. It's very difficult to understand his throwing in casually Mitzvah Sichas Kavano or Mitzvah Zain Sichas Kavano, which he did before. Okay, but Al Kaponim, the point is well taken. You know, things that are a combination of the two. Going at tefillah, praising Hashem, davening to Hashem. It's a physical action that you're not yotze tefillah if you just think these thoughts. You have to actually daven them, you have to say the words. But obviously, so that's the pa'ula, but obviously it needs a. Don't even think about Olam Haba. Don't worry about your mitzvahs now. Don't worry about your Olam Haba. Don't worry about being frum or doing things. You just focus and concentrate on what you're doing now. Even if you're thinking about where to buy an esrog tomorrow, don't. Don't worry about your Olam Haba now. Don't worry about your Olam Hazeh now. Meaning you're asok in what you're involved in. Of course, when you're davening, you need things in Olam Hazeh. That's part of what you're davening for. But he means you have these tirdus in mind, that you have things bumping up always in the human mind, like the whole, it goes through the whole day. Things constantly pop up in his thoughts. I have to cure this, I have to cure that. So you have to get rid of it. So you're welcome to sleep with the Komachshavos Hamatidus Hosominyan Atfilah. And you have to take care of the goof too. That's his point, because it's a physical thing too. So you have to have your goof in optimum condition and your machshava in optimum condition. Your goof in optimum condition, he says, you wash up, you're not dirty, you're tired, you're snakim, because al chluchim batinufim. There was much more of that around then. Before there was running water, there was much more garbage, much more tzoah around. You see that in the Gemara Brachas, there was much more junk around that you had to watch out for, because there were like bathrooms, but, you know, they had, but people went, you know, the advent of running water made like, okay, you use the bathroom. And there was always tzoah around, really. It was hard to imagine, but that's how they lived. So you have to make sure you're clean. Right now, you know why the Gemara Brachos spends like 3 blot on this. So you think about who you're davening to. But think about it before you daven. It's like the Chofetz Chaim. We give out this handout that no one reads. You're supposed to think about the bracha before you say it. No? Even while you're saying it, or not after you're saying it, but before you say it, you're supposed to stop, think you're about to ask Hashem for refuah, shleima, you know, you did this and this, l'schus the person, and now you davening, say it. Anyway, meanwhile, you have to be misnaki yourself from everything davarei charab v'yashvili v'lefnei who pona b'tfilas u'mam v'agishbo v'mehu pona l'Hashem v'lashonos atfili y'chazer over the nusach. And how are you going to ask for this? Because you're going to say the words. He doesn't. They were not big fans, the Rishonim, of adding words into Shmona Esrei, even your own private tfilas. The nusach really from Atrei Knesset HaGedolah includes and incorporates any thoughts, any machshavas, maybe even any needs that a person could have. So you dive it. You don't have to go think about, this is one way of thinking, others don't agree. But you just dive in, and you think about these are the major topics, these are the major areas that the person wants to be successful in, wants to have. So you think more about the lashon of the tefillah, how you're going to ask for it. If you're going to add words, think where you're going to add the words, etc. Think about the tefillas. Prepare for it. So here, the Chazalovitz Elisa is suggesting that this comes with bittel, which really was reflected in the halacha of davening. Okay.